Good morning. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can again join us as well by going to facebook.com, go to the Bull Falls Radio page there and be able to make questions and comments and join us that way. You can also call us or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Coming up a little bit later on in the show at 9:34, we'll be joined by the River and Woods Theater Company director, Cindy Strobel of The Taming of the Shrew. She'll have cast members as well, talking about that production that gets underway Thursday with scheduled performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Stewart Park in Wausau. So again, that's Cindy Strobel, director, and other cast members, Taming of the Shrew, coming up at 8:34 this morning on Bow Falls Radio.
You mean 9:34, you said 8:34.
You're right. We're already past that. I can't go into my time machine, and we can't go back to 8:34. Exactly right. 9:34 this morning. That is coming up in about, 24 minutes or so? Mm-hmm. 25, 26 minutes. Also coming up at about 9:20, you heard my and Ian's thoughts on the state constitutional amendments. What does Chris Conley think? We're going to let you know. Because I believe in fairness. I believe that we got to have both sides to be able to give their point of view on important policy questions. So,
I do as well.
You heard from me. You heard from me. And we're going to hear from Chris. We're going to, because he's got a commentary out on that.
It's always interesting what he has to say.
It always is. But also, I want to bring up as well a editorial decision made by WSAU. What I saw on, because I wanted to see what Chris had to think about these questions. Okay. And then on the front page of their website, I saw something that made me stroke my chin, scratch my head, say, that's interesting. And I'm going to bring that up coming up in a few minutes as well. So hang around. I got some thoughts there because it involves the previous difficulties that Chris has had with the law. And somebody else had some difficulties with the law, but it's being treated in a different way. And I just find it interesting. Maybe you'll find it interesting. Maybe you won't. But I encourage you to stick around at 9:20 and find out. So. So I'm looking forward to that. I always enjoy bringing up what Chris has to think.
Yeah.
Because, doggone it. We want to give equal time to different perspectives, and he definitely has a different perspective than I do. So that's coming up. And then, of course, how can I forget? How can we forget that coming up at the end of the hour, we always finish up our show by having our history lesson, our daily history lesson. And we find out some famous events that occurred on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, some reasons to acknowledge today. Maybe it's Watermelon Day or something like that. Who knows? We'll find out. But we will do that. And then at the very end, we have our number for the day quiz. And when we have our number for the day, we make it a quiz to allow Ian Welsh an opportunity to guess. I give him three different choices for our number for the day. And based on the math, he should get one out of three right.
Yep. So
33% is always the bar that you have to get over to be successful for a week. He has got quite a streak going where he's had at least 33% correct for a number of weeks in a row. This week, he was not here yesterday. So that means we're starting all new. I gave the people in Radioland a number for the day quiz yesterday. I gave them three choices. I said, okay, make your choice. And I said, say out loud, that's my final answer, because that's what you have to do. And then I said, okay, here's the correct answer. I don't know whether they got it right or wrong, but everybody out there was able to play our number for the day. It's not as much fun as when you play the number for the day quiz. So
it's always nice to give other people the opportunity to see what I have to think about and just get their mental muscles moving too.
Exactly. But this week you only have four chances. So that means,
was yesterday's number an interesting number?
It's always interesting. I can't remember what it was, but it's always interesting. But absolutely. So again, we will have our number for the day quiz coming up at the end of the show, and see whether or not Ian is able to earn himself a big W when it comes to getting it correct. So that will be at the end of the program. We just heard the voice of Ian Welsh. Also today, we have our intern, Aiden Bennett. When are you going to get Aiden on the microphone here? You going to get Aiden on the microphone anytime soon here?
I will as soon as he's done.
Oh, he's all...
He's still in the restroom.
Oh, okay. Don't
TMI.
Need to let everybody... Exactly right. So
he stepped away for a moment.
But Aiden Bennett is a student at Marathon High School. He has been coming to join us on Tuesdays and Fridays as an intern. It's been outstanding to have him here, learning a little bit about what we do here at Bow Falls Radio. And you heard earlier as well, we are looking for help for sales. And if you're somebody that would like to join us at Civic Media, I think it's a wonderful opportunity. We're building. We're trying to get bigger and bigger here in North Central Wisconsin at WXCO, and we would love to have you join us. And if you'd like to learn more information about the opportunity to be a salesperson, just send me an email. We can set something up to get you more information, but send me a note at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. Again, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and we can start the discussions. And again, we are growing at Civic Media. We would love to have you be part of what we're trying to accomplish as we build local radio here in North Central Wisconsin. I see Aiden is now sitting in front of the microphone as Ian is stepping behind him. But Aiden, good morning.
Good morning.
I tell you, it's it's hard to believe you started coming in back in July, late July. We're already almost to the midway point of August. And, of course, you have school that will be starting up after Labor Day, right? That's
yes,
when school
starts.
So you're going to be with us here in the month of August, trying to learn a thing or two about what we do in the world of radio. But are you looking forward to school starting, or are you trying to stretch it out as long as possible?
To be honest, it's a little bit of both. It's my senior year. I'm going to have fun. It's kind of hard to set up things with friends at the end of the school year, so I'm happy to just see everybody again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that you had said to me, because we're bringing in some performers later in the show from Taming of the Shrew, you're going to be involved in a show at Marathon coming up this fall, right?
Yes, I am.
What's the show?
Around Thanksgiving, it's... I don't know the name by heart. It is one that I've never heard of, but I'm really excited because I got a lead. So this is the first lead role that I've been... think I've done ever, so it's very exciting.
That is,
it's a more comedy show. It's going to be by Thanksgiving.
Oh, very good.
You could probably find more information.
We will definitely be talking more about that as we get closer and closer. We like to have folks on to talk about their show, so I guess
I could talk.
Perhaps we're going to have you as a guest as opposed to what you're doing here. So we're definitely going to try to set something up, and between you and Ian, I mean, you guys just keep working on these shows. It's just pretty amazing and very cool indeed. So that's going to be a big part of your senior year, to be able to have a lead in a show. That's something you're going to remember for your entire life.
Yes, I hope I will.
I had a lead back when I was in college, and I still consider it the biggest thrill of my life. And it was so much fun because I never thought I would be able to do something like that. And it's, again, as when you're young, take advantage of those opportunities, right?
Yeah, you got to take advantage of every opportunity that comes at you.
What's your favorite class at Marathon? What do you like?
Ooh, that's tough. I don't know if I have a favorite class, but I have favorite teachers.
Oh, yeah, who's your best? Get a shout out right here.
Mr. Fred. I love Mr. Fred.
Oh, he helps us out here.
He does.
Yeah, he actually He sells Marathon Sports.
I bet he does. I love Mr.
He Kerr. Does a good job. Of course, I deal with him with that, and also when he's coaching during softball seasons, I broadcast some of their games. So no, he's I can see why. I can see why. That's very cool.
Very fun teacher. Very fun indeed.
Very cool indeed. So again, I hope you're learning a thing or two as we continue along the line here.
Yeah, I like to think I am, so it's going well, I think.
No, it's glad to give you the opportunity and glad to let you get that voice out there here to Central Wisconsin. So, again, good to have you on board. That's Aiden Bennett, again, senior at Marathon High School. He's our intern. He comes in on Tuesdays and Fridays helping out Ian Welsh. So, again, both those guys involved in the theater, and we really like to be able to promote the talent and the artistic folks that are here in Central Wisconsin. Yesterday, again, we had a chance to talk to the director and cast members of A Midsummer Night's Dream from River and Woods Theater Company. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to it in the second hour of the show by going to BullFallsRadio.com, go to CivicMedia.us, go to the show pages, and then click on the Chad Holmes Show. You can listen to any of our previous broadcast, and also just wherever you get your podcast, follow us, get your podcast right to wherever you need it. Search out Chad Holmes Show and you can listen as well. And then coming up again just in a few minutes, we'll be talking about The Taming of the Shrew, the second of the Shakespeare shows being put on by River and Woods Theater Company Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So a lot going on. Also today, I want to say a big shout out to the football players over at Newman Catholic, Coach Paul Micklig and his staff as well. Today is the first day of practice for the 8-player football season. The 11-player football season, they started practice last week. 8-player football practice begins today. And then, of course, we will have live coverage of the Newman Cardinal football team all season long, starting with week number one when they host the Phillips Loggers. That is coming up on a Saturday afternoon. So it's the 20th. I'm trying to put this all together. The 23rd, 24th. I think it is September 1 or 2. Got to put it all together because the 8-player season starts a week after the 11-player season. The 11 players kick off a week from Friday. And then the following week, we have games on Friday night with Marathon and Wausau West. And then Newman Catholic begins their season the following Saturday afternoon. I will get it all squared away. I will be showing up to the right place at the right time. The time is coming up on 9:19. Again, a lot of sunshine. Temperature up to 68 degrees in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Show 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, WXCO. Online, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Last hour, Ian, we talked about the two constitutional amendment questions on the ballot today, said, in our humble opinion, no votes would be the best way to go. That the state legislature is making a power play here. They are trying to slide something in under the noses of the Wisconsin voters as they put it on the primary ballot instead of the general election ballot. And the governor has had this power for the entirety of the state of Wisconsin's history, and it's worked out fairly well. So go with no on these two votes. But we like to be able to give you other opinions as well. Try to break out of that bubble. Try to make sure that you get all the information you need to make the best choice when you go to the booth. And somebody that disagrees with me is Chris Conley of WSAU Radio. I've talked quite a bit about Chris, and I enjoy bringing up Chris because I think it's an interesting contrast to what we do here and what they do down the road. And he said, I got a push-pull text message last weekend about the two constitutional amendments that are on the ballot today. The pollster urged a no vote, saying that the legislature could indefinitely delay stimulus money from getting into the economy. They favor the current way, where the governor, and the governor alone, has sole discretion over how things like COVID dollars get spent. You know, when I get a push poll that I either agree with or disagree with, I look at it, then I ignore it. Because push polling is very ineffective. But Chris Conley, not only does he look at it, he hits reply because he wants those people to know what Chris Conley thinks about it. He said, I replied to the polling text by saying, unfortunately, I'm not stupid. I don't have enough time in this segment to go into that statement, so we're going to leave that sitting right there, at least for now. But then he goes on to say, it's bad government to allow one politician to have control over large amounts of cash, blah, 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 blah. But the bottom line is that he thinks that if people are concerned that the legislature is going to sit on the money or move too slowly, well, that's just a problem we're going to have to deal with. They can go faster if they want to, he says. Well, they've proven they don't want to go faster. They want to sit on this money. They want to sit on it so they can give it back to their buddies and big tax cuts for the wealthy. But, okay. So, again, just to recap, Ian and myself, no on the two votes. Chris Conley, yes on the votes. So, just wanted to make sure that you all had the information you need before going to the polls. Again, Chad Holmes and Ian Welsh say vote no. That's our suggestion. Not saying you have to do it, but we feel like it's the best way to go. And Chris Conley of WSAU not only says yes, but he hits reply on the text messages to let pollsters who probably never look at it know that he's not stupid. All right. But the other thing that I wanted to discuss is if you go to their website, WSAU.com, on the front of their headlines, top news stories and opinions, and there's six boxes on their top news stories and opinions, two of which are Conley commentaries. So that says a lot right there. Talking about his thoughts on the questions today and yesterday, saying that he hates theater. I shouldn't say that. He says that local theater does not deserve any of the money that goes out to different groups for tourism. So if you love theater, local theater, Chris Conley says, well, nah, nothing for you. But among the other stories, one says illegal immigrant accused of rape in Wausau. There's a picture, his mugshot right here. Illegal immigrant accused of rape in Wausau. My first thought is, and I haven't looked at the story, I'm just looking at the where they place it. Big picture, mugshot. And again, accused of rape. He may have done it. He may not have done it. But this, it says, and again, it says illegal immigrant accused of rape in Wausau. Headline. So basically, it fits the political policies of WSAU Radio. Ha ha, they talk. Build the wall. All these illegal immigrants coming in, these criminals, as Donald Trump talks about. We got them. Illegal immigrant accused of rape in Wausau. But he's not been convicted of anything. The reason I say this is because twice in the last year, their operations manager was accused of domestic violence. He was arrested. He had charges brought against him. I don't recall ever seeing the mugshot of Chris Conley on the front page of WSAU.com or on any of the other local news websites. And yet, we have this illegal immigrant accused of rape and his mugshot big right up there next to Conley commentaries as the biggest stories to be reported on here today. And again, I'm not, if he's guilty, obviously, you put him in jail and absolutely. But the point I'm making is this is a person that's been arrested and accused of a crime. And we had a, I would say, a significant member of the media and the community arrested not once, but twice, accused of a crime. And there was no reporting on that. Choices are made in the media. I think it's important for people to realize that. I make choices every day, so I'm not saying that that's something unusual. But the idea that somebody that nobody knows of, I don't know this person, but a person that we all know of, a guy that's on the radio speaking to thousands of people, as he pointed out to me in one of his commentaries a week and a half ago, he let me know that he's got thousands of listeners and I've got hundreds of listeners when he pointed out my criticisms of him. But that person is significant, and yet we don't see his mugshot on the front page of WSAU.com talking about radio personality accused of domestic assault. No, it's an illegal immigrant accused of rape in Wausau. It pushes forward a political philosophy of Donald Trump and WSAU Radio and Chris Conley and Meg Ellefson. So just always be aware of the choices that are made and the choices that are not made when it comes to what is put on as the big stories of the day on any news site. The time is 9:28. Again, sunny skies. 68 degrees is the temperature here in downtown Wausau. Our studio's at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. And coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Shakespeare in the Park. Two shows. We talked about A Midsummer Night's Dream yesterday. We will be talking about Taming of the Shrew coming up in just a few minutes. But first, an information update. News, weather, and sports coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, yesterday we talked about the first half of the Shakespeare in Shakespeare program, Shakespeare in the Park, at Stewart Park in Wausau through the River and Woods Theater Company on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Talked about A Midsummer Night's Dream. Had the director, assistant director, a couple of cast members talking about that. That will be performed at 2 o'clock on those 3 days. But if you are a theater fan, if you're somebody that wants another dose of Shakespeare, it'll be occurring at 6 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The Taming of the Shrew, and that will be the second half of the Shakespeare in the Park twin bill. And we are very happy to welcome our director and a couple of cast members, Cindy Strobel, the director.
Good morning.
Also, we are very happy to welcome a couple of the cast members, Stephanie McFadden, who is playing Catherine. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Emily Hackworth, who's playing Bianca, and good to see you as well. Number one, is, we'll start with the director, because obviously you're the one that got to pick these ladies, and also Ian, who's on the other side of the glass, part of the show as well. Obviously, Shakespeare's got to be a great challenge, but also a lot of fun. How do you look at it, Cindy, in terms of this show? Because we talked to you previously, you've been involved in many other shows. What are the unique challenges to doing Shakespeare?
Okay, well, probably the biggest challenge with Shakespeare is the language, and I think the kids talked about that a little bit yesterday. You know, he doesn't talk like we do. Everything's kind of backwards, and there's words that we're like, we gotta look it up, like, what does that mean? You know, what's a cullion? You know, but for this show in particular, my biggest challenge was to create a vision for the audience to come and see that took in the hilariousness of Shakespeare's writings without Because this is a show that could be viewed as abusive, you know, because he yells at Catherine, Catherine yells at him, and to me it was a big challenge to make the show come out as funny without stepping over that line.
I'm gonna ask a hard question. Thumbnail sketch for people who are not familiar with the show. What is the Taming of the Shrew?
Okay, so Katharina is the shrew. She's known as a very loud, argumentative, angry woman. She has the perfect sister, Bianca, who's sitting next to me. And all the suitors are lining up for Bianca. Nobody wants Katharina. Well, their father says, no, Katharina's older. She needs to get married first. Nobody wants to marry her because she's mean and nasty and loud. And so enter Petruchio, who is also very loud and very bordering on egotistical, and the two of them meet, and they've met their match, and they meet up and get together, and then so then the other suitors can move in for Bianca. It all ends happily.
Oh, you're no spoilers here. I mean, spoiler alert here. Come on. Well, let's talk to the ladies who are going to be the protagonist or
yeah, protagonist. Right, that would be Catherine.
Okay, yep. Stephanie McFadden. Let's number one again, the challenges of doing Shakespeare. Have you ever done Shakespeare, and what has this process been like for you to try to get ready for the opening on Thursday?
No, this is my very first Shakespeare performance. It was definitely a challenge to take a look at the language and make it flow in your head too, and make it make sense. Because, like Cindy had said, some of the words you weren't always sure what they were saying, or even the pronunciations of things is different than what we would use in our day to day. So, kind of trying to backtrack and get rid of what your normal is, and listen and hear Shakespeare, and then project that out while still, keeping to you as an actor too. I mean, there's things that you want to bring into it, but it's hard to find the balance too, because it's just the words are different. So it's trying to not sound like you don't know what you're doing too.
And Emily, along the same lines, as an actor, I imagine that, you know, number one, you want to get the language, because then you're able to use the body movements and use the emotion and be able to bring everything you want to a performance. I imagine that when you're speaking a language that's a little bit different, that may make it a little more difficult to bring in all that other stuff that you want to. Is that maybe part of the challenge as well?
Yeah, for sure. I think the first step is kind of translating all of the prose into maybe what we would say during this time. So like when I was learning my lines, I would start by saying, okay, this is what this means if I were speaking it today. And then memorizing the Shakespearean terminology, and then being able to add kind of the body language into it.
How much experience in theater do you have? I'm going to ask both of you ladies. So we'll start again with you, Emily. How many shows have you done? When did you start getting into acting? Maybe your little background?
Yeah, sure. I did a lot of shows when I was little growing up. I was a kind of a theater nerd. I took a little break as I was getting older, but in the past few years, I've gotten more involved in community theater. And so I've done a bunch of shows recently.
Do you have a favorite show?
Most recently, I was in Wausau Community Theater's Anything Goes, and so I would say that was my favorite.
And Stephanie, when did you get into performing or being part of a theater group?
So I did a little bit. I dabbled a little bit in high school. I was mostly in the background doing sets and things like that, and then kind of just gave it a go. So more recently, though, I've only been, this is going to be my third production, and this is my first time with River and Woods. So it's been a bit of a break, but it's been fun getting back into it and just being part of that atmosphere again.
Being part of an atmosphere, it's a little different when it's an outdoor production. Is that something that you're both looking forward to being part of as well?
Yeah, very much so.
How is it different being outdoors than being in a theater? Is there a difference?
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
I have a pretty quiet voice, and so I've really got to focus on projecting, making sure everyone can hear me, because you've got the sounds of nature, which are really nice. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, if the wind's blowing, it can be a little hard to hear.
Stephanie, anything to add to that?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. And like being in these larger productions, like we've had microphones in the past, and while it's kind of there, it's still, you still have to project. So it's kind of remembering that while still trying to keep the intensity of your scene and how you want to do your lines, but trying to make it so it, you're not screaming it, because you want to keep that ebb and flow where it, you're not the same tone the whole time through the performance
as well. And Cindy, what about the challenges of being a director as opposed to being, you know, in a theater setting and now being outdoors? Anything that's different for your job?
Sure. One of the things I love about it is that when you're doing outdoor theater, we do have costumes, and they are Shakespearean costumes. But for the most part, we don't have a set. We don't have lights. We are going to try to get some choir mics to pick up a little bit, but we don't have sound. We don't have any of that fancy stuff. And it just boils down to just the cast. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's what theater is all really about. Mm-hmm. All the other stuff is just window dressing, and it's extra. We've got a bunch of boxes that we move in different configurations for the scenes, and that's our set. And it's all about the actors. Mm-hmm. And I just, to me, it's a more intimate. The audience is like right there. When you're on the stage, you can't see anything but darkness. And you can get like some interaction back and forth, you know, with the audience. And I just love that.
Again, we're talking to director Cindy Strobel, along with cast members Stephanie McFadden and Emily Hackworth. Taming of the Shrew, River and Woods Theater Company, part of their Shakespeare in the Park, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Anybody that listens to this show knows that I talked to that guy across the way about what's going on in the entire process. I'll say, well, you had rehearsal last night. What happened at rehearsal? Where are you? Are you off book yet? Ian Welsh is part of your cast. I'm going to ask you all, because I always get on him, you know, get on him in terms of making sure he's got to have those lines right. He's got to do everything right.
It hasn't been easy.
But I know it hasn't been, but how is Ian doing right now?
Ian's doing great. I've directed Ian a number of times. He's one of those actors that is so focused to the process. If I say off book day is this day, mm-hmm. Ian is there. If I say, could you try to do a little bit with this scene? Ian does it. And I just love working with him. But this is his first time doing Shakespeare. Yes, and so it's been, I think it's been very different, a different challenging for him. But he's totally risen to the occasion. Ian plays this old rich guy who is one of the suitors for sweet Bianca. And he just pulls it off beautifully.
Thank you, Cindy.
And what about working with these ladies, Ian? How have you enjoyed your castmates?
Well, honestly, the whole cast has been a lot of fun. It's just our characters are so out there and so different, and yet we all come together and make this beautiful piece of art. I also have a lot of laughs along the way, because we have a lot of funny scenes in this show. So much fun.
Fantastic. As we get closer, again, you're 2 days away from opening on Thursday at 6 p.m. Again, you have A Midsummer Night's Dream at 2 p.m. as well. For folks that are interested in coming and seeing it, there are multiple ways to get tickets, correct?
Right. You can get tickets at the door, or we should say at the park, if you don't have time. But the easiest thing is just to get them online. Link is rawtc.booktix, and that's TIX.com. And then you can get tickets for any of our shows on there.
And I would suggest as well, go to the Facebook page. That's where I get so much of the information.
Yes.
As well. You can.
We also have a website. Oh. River and Woods Theater has a website. You can get information on there.
And for you ladies as well, you both, I think, probably worked in, you said it, this is your first River and Woods, correct? And obviously, Emily, you've worked, as you said, with the WCT as well. What's unique about River and Woods? What's been, obviously it's a little bit different because it's this independent group, because people love it. They want to be able to do it and put on great shows. Is there anything that's different maybe about this group than maybe other groups that you've been part of?
Yeah, this is my second show with River and Woods. So I was in Sleepy Hollow last year. And so both the shows I've done have been outdoors, which I think really makes it special. Outdoor theater is really special, as Cindy mentioned. It's really intimate. You've got nature playing along with you. But yeah, I think it's a smaller theater group. So there's something special about kind of having a smaller cast, mm-hmm. close-knit, that kind of thing.
Stephanie, anything that jumps out about this group that you've really enjoyed?
Yeah, I think it just, it's great to get with different theater people too, and just kind of learn the different ways. And this is an intimate group. It's a smaller cast. I had a smaller cast in the previous show that I was in with WCT's Theater on the Side. Mm-hmm. And it was nice to just have all of that. I've been in a larger production, and that was fun. That was wonderful. But there's so many different things that are in it. And I think you miss some of the fun that actually comes from a show such as this.
And finally, it is Tuesday with Thursday coming up. What is the next 2 days like for the actors? The final run in to try to be at your peak on Thursday. What are these days like? Is it pressure? Is it fun? Is it something you just can't wait for Thursday?
I think all of the emotions.
It's a lot of pressure, but it's also a lot of fun.
Yes,
a bit of both.
It's very exciting. It's very exhilarating. But it's also, oh my gosh, I hope that I get these all right and do well.
The net goes away, doesn't it? You're performing without a net and starting on Thursday. And again, it's really cool to have different kinds of productions. And I think we're very lucky in our area to have so much with the arts, with what they do at the Grand, with what they do at WCT, with what the high schools do and River and Woods. We're all very fortunate to be in this area, aren't we?
We really are. And one of the things that I love about this setup with Shakespeare in the Park is that in the past we've worked with Monk Gardens and they were great. But one of the problems there is that where we were performing, the sun beat on us mercilessly. Mm. And it was so hot for the audience. It was so hot for the actors. So when we started looking for new venues, we looked for something shady. And the Stewart Park is like perfect. It's got like this little terraced thing where you can sit on. It's got a stage. It's got a little back thing. And for me, I love the... I wanted it to be a family activity. I wanted people to bring their coolers. We kept our tickets much cheaper than our other shows because I want people just to come out and hang out and
Cindy,
enjoy
I got
to
cut you off. We have a hard break coming up.
Oh, sorry.
No. Cindy Strobel, director, along with Stephanie McFadden. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to our guest joining us from the Taming of the Shrew, director Cindy Strobel, along with a couple of the top cast members. You'll see a lot of this weekend, Stephanie McFadden and Emily Hackworth. And again, the shows are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, part of a pair of shows, Shakespeare in the Park at 2 p.m., A Midsummer Night's Dream, and The Taming of the Shrew at 6 p.m. And again, you can get more information at their website or on their Facebook page. You can get tickets beforehand at rawtc.booktix.com. And I'll have that link in our show notes. If you go to our podcast, we have some notes about our guests, and we will have that as part of our notes in the podcast page, bowfallsradio.com, civicmedia.us. So again, hopefully you can get out there and enjoy those shows. It is the 13th day of August of 2024. It is day number 226 of 2024. There are 140 days remaining this year. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Going back to 1942, Walt Disney's animated feature Bambi premiered at Radio City Music Hall in New York. On this date in 1960, the first two-way telephone conversation by satellite took place with the help of Echo One, a balloon satellite. On this date, 1 year after that, in 1961, Berlin was divided as East Germany sealed off the border between the city's eastern and western sectors in order to halt the flight of refugees. On this date in 2005, a gang of 67 inmates attempting to tunnel out of prison in Brazil ended up still inside the prison walls when they mismeasured their distance by a foot. On this date in 2011, seven people were killed when a stage collapsed at the Indiana State Fair during a powerful storm just before a Sugarland concert was to begin. On this date in 2016, swimmer Michael Phelps ended his career at the Rio Olympics as part of the winning 4x100 medley relay, his record 23rd gold medal. And on this date in 2019, entertainment companies CBS and Viacom announced they would merge. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family is 65. Actor John Slattery of Mad Men and Desperate Housewives is 62. Debbie Mazur from L.A. Law and TV Land's Younger is 60. Sebastian Stan, Pam and Tommy in the Marvel films is 42. Lennon Stella of Nashville is 25. And Corey Fogelmanis of Girl Meets World is 25 years old as well. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Filet Mignon Day. Have you had filet mignon?
I can't say I have, actually.
I haven't either. So filet mignon, if I got that right, Day. It is Prosecco Day, and I have no idea what that means. Prosecco Day.
Me either. I've never heard of that.
But I know what this one is. It is International Left-Handers Day. And I am left-handed, so it's my day. International Left-Handers Day. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I am right-handed.
Okay, so it's not your day. It's just my day. So happy International Left-Handers Day to all of us left-handers out there. All righty then, as Jim Carrey would say. It is time again for the number for the day. And the number for the day quiz did not give you our subject matter today because I was about to do so, then the doorbell rang, so you went off and answered the door, and then I moved on by that point, so we never got a preview of what our number for the day quiz, the topic would be. The topic is the hours of music composed by Mozart. So basically our number for the day is the number of hours of music composed by Mozart. And I will say it's more than what Bach did. It's more than what Beethoven did.
Okay.
So
more than Bach and Beethoven.
More than Bach and Beethoven. So the number of hours of music composed by Mozart is the correct answer. And I'm going to give you a hint here.
Okay.
The three choices are, they're all numbers of music either composed by Mozart, Bach, or Beethoven. So one of the numbers I say is the number composed by Beethoven. Actually, okay. I can't do that because I gave you the answer because I said it's more than Bach or Beethoven. So if I gave you Bach and Beethoven's number with Mozart, all you have to do is say it was the highest number. So I'm going to call an audible. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm just going to make up three numbers. And one of which will be right because, duh. If I would have gave you, I would have gave you the number, it would have been, you know, it would have been so easy.
Okay.
Because if I said Mozart had the most hours compared to those other two, all right. Here's the numbers.
Okay.
A, 175. Okay. B, 240. C, 425.
Wow.
So 175. 240 or 425, A, B, or C. Hours of music composed by Mozart.
That's a lot of hours with either one, but okay. Going with my instincts here, I'm going to say more hours.
So 175, 240, 425.
More hours in Bach or Beethoven. Well, I have to say, I'm going to go with B. I'm going to go with 40 hours. Final answer. Final answer.
The number of hours of music composed by Mozart. Well, Beethoven had 96 hours.
Okay.
Bach had 175, which is one of the choices.
Okay.
Mozart composed 240 hours of music.
Yes.
So you got it right. You're one for one this week.
Good start to the week.
All right. So that's a good start to the week indeed. Enjoy one of your dress rehearsals, I think, tonight, right?
I will. It should be a great night for rehearsal. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great day.
Stick around, everyone. Coming up, an information update that will be followed by Matt and Air on Air from 10 until noon. 98.9 WXCO.